Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. Another World Series trophy, a Super Bowl loss, and big steps forward for both the Celtics and the Bruins highlighted this past year for Boston sports fans. There were also some big surprises and some serious issues to consider. We recall the past year with WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, beginning with her pick for the most unlikely hero.
I'm going to go a little unconventional on this one. I'm going to go with pitcher Nathan Eovaldi's performance in Game 3 of the World Series. As you may remember, that game lasted a record 18 innings. He was pitching on 2 days' rest. He went 6 innings in relief. He allowed 1 earned run and struck out 5. And it was a performance where you were just hanging on every pitch. You saw him giving everything he had. And not only were the fans, but his teammates were absolutely in awe of what he was doing. And, as he just kept getting out after out after out and staying in there.
You know, as you pointed out, it went 18 innings, but the Red Sox wound up losing that game.
Yeah, but it was a performance that drove one of his teammates, at least, Rick Porcello, to tears. And it also earned the enduring respect of both his teammates and fans. And before the Duck Boat Parade, Red Sox manager Alex Cora was asked what was said in the clubhouse after that Game 3 loss.
I don't know. I might be making this up, but I think I told them. I said, when we win the whole thing, when people look back to Game 3, they're not going to remember who lost that game. They're going to remember Nate Eovaldi in one of the greatest performances in World Series history.
And it also captured the heart of the 2018 Red Sox team.
So, from the feel-good to the other side, the other Boston team that had a shot at a championship this year, of course, was the Patriots. How do you think fans are going to remember Super Bowl 52?
Not fondly, that's for sure. As you know, the Eagles pulled off the upset and won their first Super Bowl in franchise history. And I think if you ask fans what they're going to remember long-term from Super Bowl 52, it's the benching of Malcolm Butler. He was on the bench for all but one special team snap, and we may never know what Coach Belichick's thinking was in all of that.
All right, the Celtics, they nearly made it to the NBA Finals. They were a lot of fun.
They were a lot of fun, and in many unexpected ways. First of all, we all remember what happened in Game 1 of the season. Gordon Hayward goes down with this horrific leg fracture. And then Kyrie Irving in March goes down with injury. And, you know, dealing with all these injuries, nothing much was expected from the young Celtics players, but they came together. They played well beyond their years. They reached the 7th game of the Eastern Conference Finals, and they kind of should have won that game against Cleveland and LeBron James. But unfortunately, it was a question of too much experience, too much LeBron. But the future is bright.
Okay, since we're talking about great performances and championships, we should mention what happened at this year's Boston Marathon in the women's race.
Probably my favorite local sports moment of 2018. Des Linden won the women's race, becoming the first American woman to be crowned champion in 33 years. And she did it on a dramatic day in absolutely dramatic fashion. If you remember, it was freezing rain, 30-mile-per-hour headwinds. She thought she might drop out. And then she memorably helped fellow American Shalane Flanagan catch up to the pack after Flanagan made a porta-potty stop. And here's Linden describing what led up to that memorable display.
I told her in the race, I said, if there's anything I can do to help you out, let me know, because I might just drop out. When you work together, you never know what's going to happen, and helping her helped me and kind of got my legs back from there.
And good news for Boston Marathon fans, Linden will be back to defend her title in 2019.
Let's talk about the Olympics and the big winners at the Pyongyang Games, at least from my point of view, the women's ice hockey team.
The women on the U.S. Olympic ice hockey team won gold for the first time since 1998. They did it by beating arch rival Canada in a shootout, and that came nearly a year after they nearly boycotted the 2017 World Championships in a fight for more equality. I actually think that fight for equality bonded the team, made them a more unified group, a more determined group. And it's also worth noting that there are a lot of local connections on the U.S. Women's Olympic team, whether they grew up here or went to college here or played professionally here, big names like Megan Duggan and Hillary Knight.
All right, let's go on to some of the big national sports controversies in 2018. Colin Kaepernick, of course, comes to mind, the former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, still a free agent. Nike built an ad campaign around him, and then, you know, frankly, all hell broke loose.
Well, Kaepernick has been a very polarizing figure, to be sure. And you are right, all hell kind of broke loose. There was burning of Nike gear by people who don't like how Kaepernick brought attention to police brutality and social injustice by kneeling during the national anthem. But in the days after the campaign, while Nike stock initially dropped, it then rose to what ESPN reported was an all-time high for Nike. And also, when they surveyed the coveted 18 to 34-year-old demographic, the majority of that demographic was in favor of Nike making Kaepernick the face of its ad campaign. And I think we're going to see some more kind of fallout from that in 2019.
Well, shockingly, he's still not playing in the NFL.
Yeah, and that's what I was actually referring to. You have that collusion case proceeding. So we may have either some resolution to that in 2019 or some more developments or revelations about what the NFL actually did. I mean, it's really astonishing that he isn't in the league.
Let's look ahead, Shira Springer. What are you going to be paying attention to in 2019?
Well, I'm curious to see how the legalization of sports gambling continues to play out. Pro sports leagues are embracing betting. You know, the NBA, NHL, and MLB have entered into deals with MGM Resorts. And it's really going to change the way fans consume sports. And we'll start to see what shape that takes in 2019. Also, we're going to continue to see fallout from the Larry Nassar scandal. I expect USA Gymnastics to be decertified. The future of the USOC is also now uncertain, given how two top USOC executives did nothing when they learned about allegations against Nassar. And of course, I'm really looking forward to the Women's World Cup. That starts June 7th in France. The U.S. is defending champions. Mark your calendars.
Well, we'll get the colors out.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Ole, 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 right?
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.